From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, turkey, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie. Some of you have already stuffed yourself silly by now, while others are still hard at work getting that splendid table together for your Thanksgiving Day feast. Delicious. And it's all good, isn't it? I mean, after it's all over with, you've still got food to spare.
I love having leftovers on Thanksgiving. I think we all do. But just the word leftover is kind of a leftover word.
Dory Greenspan may be on to something. There should be a specific word for Thanksgiving leftovers and special treatment that set them apart from regular leftovers. Dory's a cookbook author, a baker, and a student of French cuisine who's always got a good idea. Today, to assist us with our leftover dilemma, she's going to teach us how to make puff pastry, a light, tasty, and versatile way to dress up any meal.
We're going to start by making a classic French dough called pâte à choux, which means cabbage dough. And so it's called cabbage dough because of that nice round shape that it has. It's the same dough that you use to make éclair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a dough that's very easy to make, and it's an interesting dough. You cook it before you bake it.
That's right. Cook before bake, but not before grabbing a cheese grater and tackling a block of Gruyere. That's a sweet, nutty-tasting Swiss cheese. We're going to use half our dough for cheese puffs.
Now, this is one of those things that reminds you of old-fashioned Thanksgiving, before cheese came in packaging where it was already shredded, or you had to make macaroni and cheese and scalloped potatoes and au gratin potatoes. And
all done with a hand grater.
Yeah, all done with a hand grater.
Just a little bit of finger in each portion.
Maybe that was Grandma's secret ingredient. Okay, now on to the stove. We take half a cup of milk, half a cup of water, and pour it into a heavy 2-quart saucepan and add 1/4 a teaspoon of sugar and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. We cut 1 stick of butter into 8 pieces and add that to the pan. We set aside 1 cup of flour right next to the stove and we roll up our sleeves. We grab a wooden spoon and we put our saucepan on the burner and it stays on the burner a few minutes over medium heat.
In goes the flour, and it goes
all at once.
All at once. Okay, and now we turn the heat down a little bit and stir, 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 stir. And it doesn't look very promising. It gets a little lumpy and bumpy.
It looks a little bit like paper mache. I'm sorry.
I hadn't thought about that before, but yeah, you're right.
Boy, it turned, boom, just like that. Now
right?
It's from paper mache to mashed potatoes.
Well, what we're looking for it to be, and it's going to take us about a minute and a fair amount of elbow grease.
But you have to work fast, I see.
Yeah, because we don't... There, can you see how it's smoothing out?
Yes.
It's becoming smoother, almost a little silky looking. And it's holding together.
A very silken dough.
Exactly, the cooked dough.
Now, from the stovetop to the mixer, where the eggs are blended in one by one.
I'm turning up the speed a bit, just to get everything incorporated.
Ah, but a warning here. When that first egg goes in, your lovely dough, still steaming from the stove, will fall apart. But don't fret. By the time you've got 3 of your 5 eggs blended in, your dough will be back to looking all thick and shiny.
Okay.
We remove half our dough and set it aside. We'll bake regular puffs and stuff them later. The rest of the dough, still in the mixer, gets 1.5 cups of the grated Gruyere cheese.
Okay, done and beautiful.
We preheat the oven.
375.
And out come the cookie sheets, covered with silicone baking mats. Very handy, but parchment paper works well too. And our tool of choice for today, ye old kitchen teaspoon. We drop the dough by the spoonful onto the cookie sheets in 4 rows of 3. 1 sheet for the cheese puffs, the other 4 are regular puffs, and then into the oven with them. At this point, I should tell you, it's good to have an oven with a window. It's all the better for spying on your puffs. After the first 5 minutes of baking...
Okay, so come take a look. Take a look. See what's starting to happen?
They're getting a little chubby.
That's their job. Their job is to chub, chub, chub.
Our puffs are spreading and getting a crust around the edge. After 15 minutes, the cheese puffs in the last row are starting to get brown. The front ones, not so much. So we quickly turn the cookie sheet and we wait.
Yes!
We need to leave the regular puffs in for 5 more minutes, but the cheese puffs, they're ready after 25 total minutes of the oven.
Break them open and they're cheesy and they have craters and
a clear opening inside that would be very easy to stuff and fill with all kinds of tasty things.
But with the cheese, they're also good just the way they are, I think. They don't need anything else except... Oh, that's wrong. Except maybe a glass of wine.
Forgive me for chewing on the radio. However, we nosh a few more cheese puffs while the regular puffs cool, and then time to gussy up the leftovers. On my counter, slices of turkey, some mashed potatoes and gravy, and turkey salad. Dory cuts a little cap off the top of one puff, and she starts stuffing.
Okay, so just a spoonful of that mix in there. And now let's put this little cap on. It sits on top, and it gives you, it's kind of the peekaboo effect. You can see what's inside. You can make these a little bit ahead and just heat them in the oven. And, you know, with that leftover gravy, once you've heated the puff with the turkey and potatoes, you could serve the gravy and pour it over. I think there's like kind of like biscuits and gravy, right?
Oh, that sounds good.
And the hot gravy just a little bit over there, that would be nice.
And you mentioned the cranberry sauce also.
Wouldn't it be good with cranberry sauce? Yeah. So you've got the whole meal. It's a little bit like the turkey sandwich, the day after Thanksgiving turkey sandwich, but just a little more elegant, I think.
What's the French word for leftover?
Le reste.
That sounds so much better.
Le reste. Le reste.
You know, Thanksgiving is that time of the year where we count our blessings and we think about all the things that have come to us that have made us smile and brought us good cheer. And among the many things that I am thankful for this year, it is that you have come into my orbit and have taught me ever new ways to nourish my family and show off for my guests. So happy, happy Thanksgiving, Dory.
Oh, hugs on the radio.
It's been so special for me, really.
And it's just beginning. We have many more adventures ahead of us.
Yes.
You can find a link to Dory Greenspan's blog, complete with her cream puff recipe. And by the way, that cream puff recipe is fabulous when you turn it into profiterole, a scoop of your favorite ice cream, a drizzle of chocolate sauce, and man, that's good stuff. Anyway, Dory's link is at our website. You'll find that at npr.org. Bon appétit. Thank you.